قل يا قوم اعملوا على مكانتكم إني عامل فسوف تعلمون. Allah subhanahu again, as we said, all of the Quran is قل, say, but when Allah puts قل, there is special stress to the قوم, to His people. يا قوم اعملوا, do actions, actions, actions. على مكانتكم إني عامل, do according to what you are able to do in your way you want to do, and I am going to do. وَإِنِّي عَامِلٌ, I am going to do amal, my actions. فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ, and very soon you will come to know. Come to know what? What the rewards and consequences of your actions were, what you were doing, your amal, and what the rewards and consequences of my amal. And his amal is our amal. Okay. Again, we keep stressing amal. Allah is saying amal, amalu. So if it's not just about ilm that I know there are five salahs of the day. If I don't do five salahs a day, then I am subject to the same thing. So stress on amal, but amal which is proper for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He has commanded, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown us. مَنْ يَأْتِيهِ عَذَابٌ يُخْزِيهِ وَيَحِلُّ عَلَيْهِ عَذَابٌ مُقِيمٌ. Is this the next time?
Yes.
مَنْ يَأْتِيهِ عَذَابٌ, the one on whom the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. يُخْزِيهِ is meant by, that comes, makes, khizya means disgrace him. It primarily means in this dunya. The one on whom Allah's adab comes in this dunya to disgrace him. وَيَحِلُّ عَلَيْهِ عَذَابٌ مُقِيمٌ, and for him becomes obligatory, or for whom becomes the proper justice of عَذَابٌ مُقِيمٌ. مُقِيم means adab that continues. This is talking about the akhir, that there are people who will be disgraced in this dunya, and for they also deserve the eternal punishment in the akhir. Now, after going over these two scenarios, two groups, the same two groups that we are going to come to in the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna anzalna alayka al-kitab lin-nas bil-haqq." فَمَنِ اهْتَدَى فَلِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ ضَلَّ فَإِنَّمَا يَضِلُّ عَلَيْهَا وَمَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِوَكِيلٍ. Indeed, we have إِنَّا أَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ. We have indeed sent down, revealed unto you, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the kitab, which is the Qur'an, linnas, for all of mankind. This is a messenger and a message for all of mankind. It's not just for Qawm Nuh, it's not just for Bani Israel, it's for all of mankind. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is distinguished as being a universal rahmatan lil alameen, lin nas. Okay. Allah has sent this book for all of mankind in truth. فَمَنْ اِهْتَدَى, and the one who is guided by it, فَلِنَفْسِهِ, is not doing a favor to Allah. It is for himself. وَمَنْ ضَلَّ, and the one who goes astray, who rejects it, فَإِنَّمَا يَضِلُّ عَلَيْهَا, and he is the one who is responsible for his own loss. He's gone astray by his own choice. وَمَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِوَكِيلٍ, and أَنْتَ, you Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are not a guardian, you are not a wakil for them. In other words, this is the freedom of choice that Allah has given. He has sent the messenger, He has sent the message. This you accept, it's up to you, it's for your benefit. You reject, your consequences, you are the one who is to blame for it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now talks about what we talked about earlier, about sleep. Allahu يَتَوَفَّى الْأَنفُسَ حِينَ مَوْتِهَا وَالَّتِي لَمْ تَمُتْ فِي مَنَامِهَا فَيُمْسِكُ الَّتِي قَضَى عَلَيْهَا الْمَوْتَ وَيُرْسِلُ الْأُخْرَى إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. الله يتوفى الأنفس. Allah is the one who takes back أنفس from نفس. Jama of nafs, there are two kinds of jama, plural of nafs. One is nufus and anfus. Nufus is many, anfus is jama qilla of some. That Allah says, Allah keeps some of the nafs, the ruh, hina mautiha, upon their death. He keeps those. People who die, not everybody is dying, only a few people are dying compared to the population, you know, less than 0.1% of people die. So some he takes, he keeps. إِلَّا مَوْتِهَا وَالَّتِي لَمْ تَمُتْ فِي مَنَامِهَا. And the ones who he decides are not to die in their sleep, مَنَامِهَا. فَيُمْسِكُ الَّتِي قَدَى عَلَيْهَا الْمَوْتَ وَيُرْسِلُ أُخْرَى. So he keeps the one he's going to, he decides they'll die in their death, and many people do. And the أُخْرَى, the others, يُرْسِلَ أُخْرَى, and he sends back إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى, till a certain time. So our waking up is the ruh coming back. So in our sleeps, our ruh actually leave our body. And they travel, that's why we dream. We meet people in the future, we meet people in the past, we have all of these. Yet there is some connection and we don't know the ruh that is left with the body. So the body is not dead. And Sayyidina Ali described it like a hair that is still attached. And when the body, when the ruh is released by Allah, the angels say, Ya Allah, you want to keep him? Or you want to let it go? Back here, wake up. Alhamdulillah, alladhi yahyana ba'da ma amatana wa ilayhi nushur. That's what we say. Alhamdulillah that Allah has given us life again. Right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us about that you... This is again a reminder that you die every day, you wake up every day. إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى, till a time that is appointed. So when somebody dies, we should also change our vocabulary by saying, oh, he died because he had an accident, or he died from cancer. As believers know, he died because the ajal of Allah came, that was written. Those are just the means, the agencies that Allah uses. Whether you had cancer or not, you are going to die. Whether you had an accident or not, you are going to die. He died because the ajal, the time expiration occurred. Means don't matter. Okay. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمِ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. In this, there are indeed ayats for people who reflect, who think. Again, like we said, one way of thinking is, every day we are dying and resurrecting. Every day we are dying. And one day we will die and one day we will resurrect. No, not never in this dunya, but one day we will resurrect, inshallah. In a good state, inshallah. أَمِتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ شُفَعَاءَ قُلْ أَوَلَوْ كَانُوا لَا يَمْلِكُونَ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ. أَمِتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ شُفَعَ. Have they taken people as interest, shufa'a, for shafa'a, other than Allah? Has anyone have the power of shafa'a other than who Allah authorizes? Even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the anbiya, and the huffaz, and all the shuhada that Allah has. It is by Allah's authority that they are allowed to intercede. And only for the ones that Allah wants them to intercede, not everybody else. So Allah is saying, Have they taken other than Allah someone who will intercede for them on the day of judgment? Qul, say to them, أَوَلَوْ كَانُوا لَا يَمْلِكُونَ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ. These idols, these things that you have, they have no يَمْلِكُونَ, they have no authority, no kingdom. وَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ, they don't even have this, because they are inanimate objects. They have no intelligence, they have no reasoning, nothing, no understanding. Then correct that belief or wrong belief by قُلْ, say to them, لِلَّهِ شَفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا. Only to Allah belongs every kind of shafa'ah. All intercession belongs to Allah. All ability to forgive and punish is with Allah. He may authorize someone to say, okay, he wants to forgive Ali Hazratji, but he's directly he can, he said, Ya Rasulullah, if you do shafa, just to honor Rasulullah and to make me feel, he said, Ya Allah, let him go. He was a sinner, but let him go. Shafa is only authorized by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lahu, no. Who is the one authorizing? The other one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La yamlik, they have no authority. Lahu mulku samawati wal. To him belongs the dominion, the sovereignty of the heavens and the earth. Thumma ilayhi turja'un. And then you will be brought to him. You will be brought to the ultimate authority, the ultimate king, the owner of all the dominions of the heavens and the earth. Ayah number 45. وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ اشْمَأَزَّتْ قُلُوبُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ دُونِهِ إِذَا هُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. Now look at this scene. Imagine a social gathering of people. وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ. And somebody starts talking about Allah alone. Allah's greatness, Allah, this. اشْمَأَزَّتْ قُلُوبُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرِ. Those who do not have belief in the akhir, their hearts start to become tight. What are we talking about? Allah, Allah, Allah. Let's talk about something fun. Let's talk about something that we can enjoy. So when Allah and the akhir is being talked about, instead of their hearts expanding and, you know, with mention of Allah, their hearts become constricted, uncomfortable. I don't feel good here. You know, what kind of person did you, what mullah did you bring into this gathering that's spoiling our fun, our enjoyment, right? Now, and the opposite. وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ دُونِ. And when everything other than Allah is mentioned, all the partying, all the money making, all the movies, all the Hollywood, Bollywood, anything else that they enjoy, إِذَا هُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. Now you see their faces. They are so happy. This, now you're talking. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us. Now, yes, we can laugh about it, but does this, where do I fit in this? I have to also look. Because if that's what happens to me, you know, we are in the middle of a gathering and people, you know, suddenly the adhan is going to have to go, oh, we have to pray adhan now. I have to do wudu again, wash my makeup. I feel uncomfortable, right? Or, you know, can we talk about something, can we relax and talk about something light? This is too heavy for me. That tells us that la yu'minuna bil akhirah. We are from the people who don't have true belief in the akhirah. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ فَاطِرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ عَالِمَ الْغَيْبِ عالم الغيب والشهادة أنت تحكم بين عبادك فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say to them, قل اللهم فاطر. Allah is the originator of the heavens and the earth. Not just created and left it. عالم الغيب والشهادة. He knows everything in the unseen and unseen as it goes on. Before it goes on. أَنْتَ تَحْكُمُ بَيْنَ عِبَادِكَ. You are the one, Ya Allah, who will decide, who will judge between your ibad. فِيمَا كَانُوا فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ. In all the matters they used to dispute and argue with each other. Okay. One God, three gods, multiple gods. Is this this? Is Allah like this? Is Allah... You know, all the arguments, all the clever arguments will come to an end as soon as the end comes. وَلَوْ أَنَّ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا وَمِثْلَهُ مَعَهُ لَفْتَدَوْ بِهِ مِنْ سُوءِ الْعَذَابِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَبَدَى لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يَكُونُوا يَحْتَسِبُونَ. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going forward into the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who did dhulm, dhalamu, and the ultimate dhulm is shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Denial, and he said, adlamu, the one who makes up lies of Allah. وَلَوْ أَنَّ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Those who did مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. If they had everything that was on this earth, can anybody have everything on this earth? No, you cannot, no matter how powerful you are. If they had all of them, وَمِثْلَهُ, and double that, and one equal to that, مَعَهُ, with it, لَفْتَدَوْ بِهِ مِنْ سُوءِ الْأَدَابِ, and say, Ya Allah, take all of this, all of the dunya, and double the thing, and just protect me from this adab on the Yawm al-Qiyamah. Ransom. As a ransom, they want to give everything. Everything that you can't. I mean, we have some, we want Allah's, that everything is not just mal. On that day, what will they say? Ya Allah, take my parents, take my children, take my spouse, take this, take everything, just save me. Mafil, this ma is jan, everything if they had, and like it, they would say, Ya Allah, save us from, take this as ransom and save me from su'ul adab on yawm al-qiyamah. Wa badalahum min Allahi ma lam yakunu yahtasibun. They never thought, ma lam yakunu, they never thought, yahtasibun, that this was going to happen. They never counted that this was going to happen. They never expected that this would happen. They never prepared for it. وَبَدَى لَهُمْ, what is the consequence? بَدَى لَهُمْ سَيِّئَاتُ مَا كَسَبُوا, of their sins that they committed. وَحَاقَ بِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ, they will be surrounded by, this is justice of Allah, they will be surrounded, everything around them. حَاقَ بِهِمْ, what they did, everything of their evil will be around them, because this is the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yes, tahzeun means who used to make fun, who used to mock about it. It's not, you mean this, you mean everybody, everything of mine is being recorded? Come on, don't buy there. Everything will be presented around them. And everything that they used to laugh and ridicule, that they didn't believe in, all the evil consequences of their actions, ma kasabu, what they did, will surround them. And if you are surrounded by evil deeds, what is implied? Ila jahannam, zumara. That's where it is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, again, we've gone through similar ayats in several places, once in this surah and previous surah. فَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ ضُرٌّ دَعَانَ ثُمَّ إِذَا خَوَّلْنَاهُ نَعْمَةً مِنَّا قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوْتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ بَلْ هِيَ فِتْنَةٌ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. That when some difficulty, some hardship touches, or adversity touches, مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not saying he's just plunging a spear into somebody. Even it touches him, now insan gets dur, I don't like this. What does he do? Da'ana, ya Allah, save me from this. You know, the wind is picking up, the hurricane is coming, the ship is going to sink, whatever it is, the stock market is going to end up in zero. Ya Allah, ya Allah. Then what happens? Thumma, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِذَا خَوَّلْنَاهُ نَعْمَةً مِنَّا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaces that and showers him with his blessing. قَالَ, what is his response? Instead of being grateful, he says, إِنَّمَا أُوْتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ, this is because I was so smart. I sold the stocks at the right time. Right? Well, I did such and such thing. So he takes the credit, instead of being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he takes the credit himself. بَلْ نَيْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Hiya fitnatun, this is a test, fitna for you. Walakinna aktharahum la ya'lamun. That the fact that Allah removed that punishment from you is the punishment itself, the hardship was a fitna, and its removing is also a fitna. The first fitna of hardship was to test you if you have sabr, how you deal with it. And yes, you should turn to Allah for help. And when it's taken away, what is the fitna? Test. So shukr and gratitude, Ya Allah, I had no power to do this. It's only by your grace. And then to give khairat and to do good deeds and to fast in recognition of that and give charity and feed the poor, do the things that Allah loves. ولكن أكثرهم لا يعلمون. But the majority of them do not know. They do not know what happened. They do not recognize it. That this was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قد قالها الذين من قبلهم فما أغنى عنهم ما كانوا يكسبون. Indeed, this is not something new for Allah to see this kind of reaction from people, this ingratitude and taking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed, the same has already been said by min qablihim, the people before did the same thing. You know, it's the same repeat story for all of mankind. فَمَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ But what they did, what they used to earn, did not help them in any way. مَا أَغْنَى It did not come to their, it did not benefit them, or they couldn't avail of it in any way. فَأَصَابَهُمْ سَيِّئَاتُ مَا كَسَبُوا وَالَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْ هَؤُلَاءِ سَيُصِيبُهُمْ سَيِّئَاتُ مَا كَسَبُوا وَمَا هُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ فَأَصَابَهُمْ سَيِّئَاتُ Their evil deeds, what they earned, the consequences of them, مَا كَسَبُوا, what they did, وَالَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْ And the people who were the ظَالِم هَؤُلَاءِ سَيُصِيبُهُمْ سَيِّئَاتُ مَا كَسَبُوا So they are afflicted by evil consequences of what they, مَا كَسَبُوا, what they did. وَمَا هُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ And they will not be able to, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, they cannot make me ajiz, they cannot frustrate me by these things. Because that's above all of this. And what does also means that they cannot escape Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment. Then in other words, so much is going on. Allah says, I can't deal with all of these things. No, Allah says, there's no failure. You'll be dealt with justice, everybody. No matter what, how much evil there is, Allah will deal with it. So I'll read a translation of this ayah. So the evil results of that which they earned overtook them, the kyan. And those who did wrong of these, the people of Rasulullah sallallahu will also be overtaken by the evil results for that which they earned, and they will never be able to escape. أَوَلَمْ يَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ And everybody knows this. أَوَلَمْ يَعْلَمُوا Do they not know? What? أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ Allah is al-basit, He expands the risk, He gives the provision to. And He is also qabid, yaqbadu, or yaqdir, and He constricts and He limits the restrictions. Two people can do the same amount of work, one gets a lot, one gets limited. Two people can have exactly the same education, one gets a lot, one gets limited. Because it's Allah who provides. These are just the means. Inna fi dhalika laayatin liqawmi yu'minun. And in this, there are indeed signs for those who believe. What it also teaches us is that if I am not getting as much as I want, that this is what Allah has written, I shouldn't get frustrated. I shouldn't look for haram means to supplement it. Similarly, if I'm getting a lot, it looks like I'm making the best business decisions. I'm making tons of money. This is what Allah has written. Alhamdulillah, let me use it in the best way and not take credit that I am the one. Now comes one of the most powerful ayahs, and we will, it's an hour and 3 minutes. What is the opinion? Should we stop here? We should stop here, yeah. Because I don't want to start this ayah with people fatigued, inshallah. We will continue from this ayah number 453 next time, inshallah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك تبارك اسمك وتعالى جدك ولا إله غيرك. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put everything that we have studied together into our hearts and to help us to act on it and to reflect on it and to review it. We do put it out as a recording because sometimes we forget, so it's good to revise it. So we stay on top because man is by nature forgetful. We need reminders. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this gathering. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our beloved host, Brother Majid and his entire family who have hosted us so graciously. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all those who are here and those who could not be, and our families. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala join us in a better gathering in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions and his family in the Akhirah. And as we have mentioned Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this gathering, be sure Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned each one of us by our names in a better gathering. And this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. So just rejoice in that fact that all the time that we were sitting here, Allah was proudly mentioning each one of us by our names to those who are around Him. And imagine those who are around Him. And Allah is looking at it with joy. So may Allah accept this effort with ikhlas. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.